You're listening to the Grace Podcast. I'm Pastor Justin Spurlock. I'm so glad to have you listening to this service. If you are in need of grace, you have come to the right place. We are in a sermon series called No More Graves. We've been talking about how there's no more scarcity, no more fear, no more holding back, no more hate, and today, no more patriarchy. And this being Mother's Day, this is a perfect topic for Mother's Day because let's be honest, in our world, patriarchy reigns. It might be cracking, it might be falling apart, but patriarchy is still the order of the day and it infects so many different things, but especially our theology, especially our beliefs about God. And because of that, it then affects our ways of seeing one another and the way that we see women and the way that we see our mothers and daughters in the world, the way that we see our sisters, the way that we see our aunts, the way that we see our spouses. All of this patriarchal language and forms and everything that those symbols mean is flowing through all of these pieces of how we see God, how we see one another. And here in 1 John's one of the main points in 1 John is to say that the way that we love God is reflected in the way that we love people. The way that we love people is reflected in the way that we love God. And it's time that we put behind the idea that the feminine and that women and that mothers are delicate or soft or fragile or weak. Because I don't know about you, but my mother was anything but those kinds of labels. I remember as a kid, I was at church and there was this other kid, we'll call him John, since he might be out there in the world still. But John was picking on me. And at certain ages, particularly when I was in younger middle school, I was a pretty scrawny little kid, probably hard to imagine now, but I was this little kid and kind of nerdy. You can probably picture that part of it. And there was this kid at church who was picking on me, and one evening at the end of a church event got me in a corner and, I mean, literally just started punching me. I may have thrown a few punches back, but I was not in the position of really overpowering this kid. Later, when my mother finds me, you know, clearly I'm a mess, something's wrong, clearly been in a fight, the whole deal, right? And she has me recount this situation. And I'll never forget my mother's response to this whole story, because I was like, I don't know how she's going to respond to this whole thing. And she looks at me and goes, "Someone messes with my son, they mess with me." I mean, she was hot as fire about this whole situation. I literally was like, as a teenager, I was like, "Mom, like, literally, I'm good. I don't need your help. Like, I've got this." I didn't have it, but, you know, I was like, "Mom, you're going to embarrass me. Like, do not get involved in this situation." But the heat was on, and she was fired up, and she was ready to go to battle for me. Now, as an adult, I realized that there was a whole lot more caught up in that. She didn't exactly like this other mom, and there was a whole lot going on there. But what I realized on that day and so many days after that was that my mom was tough as nails. That she was resilient. That she was strong. And that all of the language that my culture had given me growing up about women and about moms and about mothers specifically was not congruent. That these images of delicacy and weakness that came from patriarchy were not who my mother was. She was tough. She persevered. She was stubborn. She could take people on. She could take life on. I ended up marrying my wife, Sarah, and she is the same way. She is tough. She is strong. She is like iron. She's resilient. And she perseveres. I bet you know many women in your life who are that same way, who held those particular traits, and it comes from the feminine inside of them. It comes from the strong place of being a woman for them. It comes from this place that this is who God made her, them, to be. And in that way, they are like their creator, God. That to be a woman, to be feminine, to be mother, is to be mighty and strong. But that's not what our culture teaches us. That's not what the world often feeds us about women. No, we get that delicate, weak message often from the world. And then that comes into our ideas then about God, because if you're like me, you grew up with God being a dude, okay? God was either an old man in the sky or was a warrior. God was always pictured as male, always referred to as he and him. Always a guy. And I think that does such a disservice, not only to women in general, but to our mothers who are strong, who inhabit that divine quality. That to be a warrior shouldn't be an image that we associate solely with men and with masculine. But no, we see our warrior God going to bat for you and me, standing up for you and me as mother as well. Oftentimes people ask me in the puzzled pastors or stump the pastors sort of ways, like, so is God a guy? Is God a dude? Is God a man? And oftentimes I will say, well, no, obviously God's not a he. But what's more accurate to say is that God is more than a he. God is more than a her. God is more than an it. God is all of these things, all of these traits. In fact, Genesis 1 tells us that when God is creating humanity, it says, let us make humanity in our own image, in the image of God, male and female, they were created. And it's right there in the first chapter of the Bible that we should stop and recognize that is both the masculine and the feminine that are part of who God is and part of how God made us. That we have all of that mixed up inside of us as well, that the divine image is reflected in all of it. And particularly since it's Mother's Day today and we're concentrated on our mothers, I think it's so important for us to lift this up. That not only is God Father, God is also Mother. And in this text here in 1 John 5, over and over again, it uses this, what we would call feminine language, about our relationship with God, that of parent and child, that of being born of God, that of birthing. Throughout the New Testament, this birthing and born of God language is used over and over again. And in fact, in several texts, both within Paul and Revelations, it talks about God in labor and in labor pains. How could there be any more feminine language of God? And how could there be any more language that is about strength and resiliency and perseverance than birth and labor? This is the kind of language that you and I need to recover from the scriptures and bring into our everyday life so that when we look at women, when we look at our mothers and our sisters and our aunts and our daughters, that we have this deep sense of pride, of their strength, of their resiliency, of their tenacity, of their perseverance, of their strength and might. Because I'll tell you, friends, I'm here today because I had a strong mother. I'm here today because of my strong wife. I'm here today because lots of strong women gave into my life, inputted into my life to make me the man that I am today, to make me the person that I have become. And it's because of their examples that I have been birthed and born in the way that I am. I think in scripture back to John, the Gospel of John, chapter 3, when Nicodemus comes to Jesus at night. And once again, Jesus' main symbol and language to explain to Nicodemus is that of being born again, that of being born from above, that from being born anew. It's ironic to me that in 20th century American Christianity, the idea of being born again became the primary understanding of Christianity, of salvation, of our relationship with God. Over and over again, books and politicians and the media was obsessed with this idea of the born again Christian, and yet somehow that was still divorced and separated from the feminine attributes and qualities of God. And yet, that language is so rich and so good, particularly when we realize the feminine traits in there, when we look at the feminine story of God, that indeed you and I are born of God, that indeed God is going through labor pains for us to birth a new creation, to make all things new, to come to us in our troubles and our hurt and our pain, to stand up for us and be that warrior that we need, that warrior mother who stands in the gap and says, mess with my child, you mess with me. On that day, my mother uttered those words. On this Mother's Day, I utter those words to you so that you know that God is not just a dude. Yeah, God has masculine traits. God might be more truthful, say, we have some of God's traits that seem to be masculine, and we have some of God's traits that seem to be feminine, and God embodies both and all and in between all of those things. On this Mother's Day, let us lift up the feminine aspects of God so that we not only give God due honor and respect, but that we also give our mothers and the women in our lives the due respect they deserve as well. Amen.